This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is your afternoon All Local.
This is the 14-year-old charged in the shooting that killed four people, two students and two teachers, at that high school in Winder, Georgia. And the 14-year-old's father arrested yesterday. They both had court hearings this morning. Colt Gray, the 14-year-old, advised of his rights, along with the charges and the penalties he faced. And shortly afterwards, his father, Colin Gray, was brought into court. He was charged yesterday in connection with the shooting for letting his son possess a weapon. It actually goes a little bit beyond that. Let's bring in News Nation national correspondent Elizabeth Pran. She's in Barrow County, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, this story is, it's actually quite breathtaking. I mean, initially when we arrived on scene at the courthouse, you know, we were anticipating perhaps at the first appearance, not only would we only see the 14-year-old, but that it was going to be virtual. It's been really an onslaught of developments. In fact, I just walked away from a press conference with a district attorney because he said, look, these are initial charges. And especially when it comes to Colt, he has not been charged for the additional 9 victims. As you know, 8 students injured, 1 teacher. This is an additional to the 4 who have passed, who were shot to death on Wednesday. He also clarified some of the second-degree murder charges for the father because there were some questions around it. Why wouldn't it be 4? Well, it pertains to some nuances in the Georgia law, and I don't want to bore your viewers, but it pertains to the heinous crimes when it comes to a child under the age of 18. So he clarified some of those. I asked him specifically if Colin, the father, the 54-year-old father, will be seeing additional charges. That's yet to be seen. But when Colt does receive those additional charges, we sort of start at ground zero, right? We have the charges filed. We have the arraignment, the first appearance, and that will take place. There is not a date set on that. There is a grand jury indictment date set for October 7th, and then preliminary hearing set for December 4th for both of these men. That, of course, is subject to change. But let me back up and start now at 9:30 when we saw the father. Not anticipating to see the father. They did not have that in the plan. He walked into the courtroom, and it was very stoic, because I want you to remember that there's optics here, right? There are victims' families who we saw arrive on scene as early as 7:30, dressed in black. They were flanked by security. They walked in. You could see them. They were hanging their heads low. It was actually horrendous to see. So they're in the front, and they watched both of the legal proceedings. So Colin walked in, and they had a conversation with the judge, very stoic, read him his rights, and then went through really a litany of charges, right? You have the 2 felony murder second-degree charges. You have the 4 felony involuntary manslaughter. You have the 8 counts of cruelty to children in the second degree. That's up to 180 years behind bars. Now, if you go back about an hour, that's when we saw Colt. He walked in. The only thing he said was confirming his name. He didn't enter a plea. He was read his rights. Both of them are going to be getting new counsel throughout the afternoon, but they were represented when they arrived into court. And he did not set bonds. So both of them are going to be behind bars. The 14-year-old is in a juvenile detention center just about 3 miles away. And then Colin is at the jail, which is on the campus where we are located. But again, the optics that we're seeing here is that, you know, as a consumer of news, we're trying to figure out who this person is, right, who allegedly carried out this crime, and then we're trying to be respectful that the community is still in such a state of shock. We were on the scene just about 2 hours after the first shots were fired. I mean, when I tell you mothers were running to the high school campus in flip-flops a mile away just trying to get to their children. So we're trying to honor both of these storylines, but the story is certainly still developing every minute that we're on the ground.
And Elizabeth, I just wanted to ask you, what are prosecutors saying the father did for the son, providing the weapon? How did that work?
So this came down late last night, and what they're saying, the words were very, very careful. It's knowingly gave him access to a weapon. And this all dates back to the fact that the FBI was at the house in 2023. He was then 13 at the time. It was Jackson County, which is just about 15, 20 miles from where we are located. The FBI said, listen, we can tell you that there's anonymous threats coming into school. There's photographs of guns. There's menacing terms. And it's all linked to an email to your then 13-year-old son. The son denied it, said he was hacked, had nothing to do with it. The father believed him, and he did say, we have audio where he said, you know, I'm going to get him away from the video games. I've been taking him outside more. We do enjoy hunting. And so they said to him, does he have access to these weapons? And he said he does not have unfettered access to what sounds like an arsenal of weapons. Now, News Nation can't independently confirm that an AR was purchased for him at Christmas, that we have reached out to multiple sheriff's deputies to try to get that confirmed. Because what we can confirm is, was that the only AR in the home? How many weapons were there? Was this the weapon that was used? Are these reports true? These are all answers that we don't have right now. But I will say, working with the sheriff's deputies with Barrow County, they've been hugely forthcoming, and they've been very, very swift. But anything pertaining to the investigation, they will be tight-lipped on because it's ongoing. And just when we heard from the DA, Brad Smith, there's more charges to come, so it behooves them to keep all that information. And, of course, it's our job to ask the questions.
It sounds remarkable what happened this morning at those hearings. Elizabeth, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate your help. It's great information. That is News Nation national correspondent Elizabeth Pran. Tonight, it's the Packers and the Eagles lining up at Neo Quimica Stadium in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Glad you said that, not me.
I probably butchered it. Sao Paulo, by the way, I never knew this, is the world's fourth largest city.
Wow.
The largest city in the Western Hemisphere. 21.5 million people in just the city. And the NFL Network's Jane Slater has been there all week for the run-up to this game. Joins us live right now from Sao Paulo. How did I do? Is it Neo Quimica? Was I right?
We're just going with Corinthians Arena, so I'll make it
all
easy,
right,
on
biblical.
You. It's where their,
oh, I like that better.
Yes, it's where one of their football clubs obviously has their football matches, and they have converted it to make it accommodate for all the NFL fans. So 45,000, of course, they had to, you know, retrofit it a little bit to accommodate all the international media and, you know, sets. You've got ESPN here and things along those lines, but should be really exciting.
All right. So the big question I had is, why Sao Paulo? Why Brazil? Why is the NFL doing this way this year?
Why not? You know, the NFL keeps talking about the fact they want to expand their global footprint, and it's actually 23 million here, Mike. It is, when you get here, there is a workout facility up on the top floor of our hotel, and it gives you sort of a 360 view of the city, and I want you to imagine New York, but three times that. It just goes on and on and on. In fact, we've got an 8:15 kick tonight. Obviously, we've got some pregame stuff, but we are headed to the stadium right now as we speak, because getting in.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Anywhere. Takes you anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, 2 hours some days. So if you think the Dallas traffic is bad, you haven't seen anything.
Oh, man. So been hearing a lot about the crime down there. Some comments from Darius Slay of the Eagles, and we heard those. What's your experience?
I've been here since Monday, and it's myself and a female producer, and you know, we met a crew here that speaks Portuguese, but our hotel is, you know, we've got plenty of security. But with that being said, we've taken Ubers. We have gone out. We've had, you know, drinks. You've just got to be smart. It's no different, guys. I've worked in New York. I've worked in L.A. You've just got to keep your head on a swivel. And the phones is a real deal. We actually had drinks. There's actually a Rosewood Mansion here. You know, we have one in Dallas. So I figured that'd be safe. We went there the other night, enjoyed some great live music. And these Brazilians, you know, I asked them, I said, what's the deal with the phones? And they said they sell the parts here. And so you've really got to be careful with that. I mean, one of the guys that I was with had had his phone taken a month before. But I liken it to, again, in New York City these days, you've got to be careful there as well. And so, again, with the population three times that, there is, you know, obviously, a, you know, there's a gap in terms of the wealth here. And so you've just got to be really, really smart. But I haven't felt unsafe at all. I mean, the only thing taking money from my bank account are the shopping here. That is far better than anything you'll find at North Park.
Right. All right. I've been following you a little bit on Twitter and everything, and I've heard you talk to the coaches, say it's kind of a Super Bowl feel. How are the fans taking it over there as well? Are you seeing a lot of interest?
You know, I still think that, you know, when I was talking to some of the Brazilians, some of them weren't even familiar that we had the NFL game. Now, I enjoyed watching ESPN last night. I want to soak in the culture. You guys know I'm adventurous. I watched it in Portuguese. And so, you know, they're carrying the NFL games. They have a thing called League here, and it's their nightly show. And so I think they're trying to grow the game, and that's exactly what the NFL is doing here. And so I think that this is just a first step. It's their, you know, they've been to Latin America, but never a game in South America. And I was talking to one of the league officials yesterday, and I said, you know, where is it going to be next year? Are we getting Rio? And they said their hope is to do it in Sao Paulo again.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in order, no different than getting soccer to grow in our country, it's sort of a changing of the mind. It's the branding. I have seen some fans here. But again, the city is so big, it would be hard for me to sit here and quantify and qualify how many fans have actually made the trip. And I do think there's been some level of making people, there was a fear element to this, I think, coming down here, you know, the unknown, speaking to what some of the players were saying. Because, you know, I did talk to friends who just said, I don't know if I feel safe enough going down there. I personally, given being down here a week and I haven't shuttered in my hotel room, I've not felt unsafe. But again, I just think you just have to be smart when you're traveling anywhere.
That is the NFL Network's Jane Slater in Sao Paulo, the teeming metropolis of Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Enjoy the game.
For tonight's Packers-Eagles game. Jane, thanks so much. We really appreciate the time.
So last weekend, we told you about a shooting involving police in DeSoto, and now they're telling us more about what happened. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest from DeSoto Police Headquarters.
Police got a call about a group of people with a child wandering through a neighborhood last Sunday and knocking on doors. DeSoto police have now released body camera video of the encounter.
So we gotta figure out what's going on. So you guys stay around here?
Assistant Chief Ryan Jesnick says police saw the guy had a gun in his pocket.
When he verbally confronts Martinez about the weapon, Martinez and the group flee into the darkness of the creek bed.
So they set up a perimeter. Sergeant Brian Ziegler says they found the group behind a house and they went out into the street.
When cut off and confronted by officers, the suspect, who is still armed, positions himself behind the other individuals, placing them between him and officers, and refuses to show officers his hands, which both contain handguns at that time.
Jesnick says an officer fired one shot, killing the suspect. The child was given to family and neither woman with the suspect was charged. Grand Prairie Police and the Dallas County DA are leading the investigation. In DeSoto, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
North Texas student dies as walked to school this morning. Dallas police tell us it happened right before 8. The teen walked at the intersection of South Marcellus and Ledbetter. A driver hit that teenager. He went to the hospital, didn't survive. The driver did stay to talk to officers. The student at Story Middle School, they had teams there all day to provide mental health support.
A North Texas student is killed. In other news, a man who was to stand trial in a couple of days for a fatal drunk driving accident in White Settlement has now killed himself. White Settlement police say Donald Gruber shot himself in the front yard of his home on Saturday. Now, in 2022, police say Gruber was drunk when he drove his pickup truck into a house in White Settlement. 18-year-old Katie Kirkland was killed. Her mother, Amy Kirkland, wanted Gruber to face what he had done.
We were, mentally preparing for a trial. We knew it was coming. It was, at least for us, it was sort of going to bookend things because it was the last thing that we could do for her.
Now, Kirkland's husband was also hurt in the accident. He is still recovering from injuries that left him disabled for life.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.